Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night, cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
We have a full plate today on The Mike O'Mara Show. A little bit later on, we're going to be talking about a driving difficulty that I am encountering, and
you didn't walk into your windshield, did you?
No, that was just the sliding glass door of the domicile.
Oh no, the nervous tics are back.
I should say that it's when I drop my kid off at school in the morning, it is always it's always problematic, and you can tell the days right out of the gate that the people are deciding to slay the dragon and really get to work. Wednesday down here, you got the same feeling in D.C., right? There was always one day of the week, usually Wednesday or Thursday,
Wednesday because
where everybody was getting their work done, right?
Well, they have to either extend or begin their weekend. So Wednesday is the one in the middle. Wednesday, you can't escape.
No.
So they're really getting everything done on Wednesday.
Get there early, drive badly.
Yes.
Except for certain people that drive cluelessly, you know, that are like, I picture the mouths open. But anyway, that's neither here nor
there. You could be, Mike, you could also be a subway warrior. Go on in on the metro rail.
No, thank you.
Boom, boom.
How do you feel? That's not Farragut. No, that's fucking
But we're going to talk college hoops right now.
Okay.
Adam Pohl is the voice of Mount St. Mary's. And Mount St. Mary's will be taking on one of the great storied organizations in college basketball, the American University Eagles, tonight in Dayton, Ohio. Adam, how are you? Thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you. So you are looking live at Dayton, Ohio, right?
You are looking live.
Now, you don't see a drop ceiling like that in Maryland.
No, you don't.
Now,
no, I will tell you
beautiful.
This. First of all, Dayton. I've vacationed there.
It's a game that grown-ups play, Mike.
I have vacationed there for years. I have an A-frame.
I was going to say, you still have the cabin?
Dayton,
yeah,
Ohio.
Mike, I really thought you would be here. I thought this might be a place to retire to be honest. But
the voted the number one retirement city in America, Dayton, Ohio. Listen... I know
because of the weather
very little about college hoops. I and now what's delightful having an 11-year-old son, I defer to him.
Yes.
When it comes to anything sports, we're driving to school today. I said, Michael, who do you like in the tournament? Who do you like in the NCAA tournament? And he said, first question, he said, well, have they decided yet? No, they have. See, he knew that. They haven't made that final 64 yet. I wrote it down. Who did he pick? Auburn and Florida are his two teams, Adam. What do you think of those choices?
Those are good choices. You know, it kind of makes me sad because I love college basketball. And the SEC has become the powerhouse of college basketball. And it's largely due to football money that they're able to take and siphon into basketball now in this era of NIL in which, you know, players can be paid. So there are 14 teams in the SEC that made the NCAA tournament, which is absurd.
That is amazing.
And it just shows how incredibly powerful that conference is. And Auburn and Florida were the top two teams. in the best conference.
Adam Pohl is the voice of Mount St. Mary's and also the voice of now the Chesapeake Bay Sox, right? As opposed to the Bowie Bay Sox, right?
Yes, so I run marketing now for the Bay Sox, but it is a new world. It is a new world.
I love it. You know, down here, baseball is my thing. And, you know, I had an opportunity back in the 1800s when I went to college. I had an opportunity to do one baseball game. This is why I love what you guys do. I love people that are able to, you know, get in that booth. And I think about it a lot, believe it or not. I think about what it might have been like to take that career path to go down there because I called one game. In my lifetime, I called the American University Eagles against Tulane in a baseball game for WAMU Radio, and it was just so much fun just to be there in
Won't
the moment.
Won't be long, Mike. It'll always... be long before your son is in high school, and you can call the football games for his school.
Do the PA.
It's fun.
I've done I've done it at the major league level. I've done it for an NHL game.
That hurt, but you did.
Yeah, you did it for Tuscarora. Yeah. And, you know, it's but no one can diminish your performance there, Rob, that you were stellar.
What's this
that,
say right? here? Oh, shut
anyway.
Up. What?
So, Adam, getting back to basketball, please, yesterday my lack of knowledge – came right to the surface as both Rob and Josh were trying to explain to me what's going on. Now, I thought the brackets...
the play-in games.
The play-in games are tonight, right? Today, how many play-in games are there?
There was already one, wasn't there?
Yeah, so it's called the first four. And in essence, there are four... Yeah, there are four games, two last night, two tonight.
Okay.
It is, in essence, the four lowest-seeded... conference champions and the four lowest seeded at-large bids. So last night, there was one of each, and tonight we are the in the conference championship game. The Mount are the champs of the MAC in America.
What is the MAC? What is the MAC?
The Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference. So our conference is largely around New York City, schools like Iona, Fairfield, Quinnipiac.
All right.
And then American is in the Patriot League.
Patriot League. I remember that.
They beat Navy. They beat Navy in their championship game. Navy had upset Bucknell. It looked like American and Bucknell were the two best teams in the Patriot League all year. And then later after our game, we'll be two larger schools, Xavier and University of Texas.
So those are, huge schools there. And then we're done, right? And then it's official. The tournament brackets are set after that, correct?
Well, the good thing is, this is a fun opportunity for schools like the Mount and American because, you know, this is officially the tournament. And if we were to lose or if we were to be, you know, a 15 seed, let's say, we would just play Florida or one of the top teams.
Right.
And it's a great chance, obviously, to pull off an upset. But tonight will be fun because American and the Mount are two teams that are very, very even. They'll get to play on their own stage, national television, and it's going to be a great game. So it's a great chance.
It's interesting you call them the Mount because that was also what I referred to when Michael, my son, was conceived. I'm so sorry. I can't help myself. I'm just you know what? Really, what an ass I am. The Mount.
No, you're fine. You're
the
fine.
Mount just makes me – that's my own joke for me. So that's just making me laugh. So, the Mount. Carla, it
begin.
Is time for the Mount. Rob, you were going to
I do.
Say something.
Obviously, Mike will be pulling for American. You'll be pulling for Mount St. Mary's.
Yes.
How strong, as far as the history of the Mount St. Mary's basketball team, how strong is the squad this year?
Oh, it's a great question. This is a team that not
that's a miracle.
Expected by. You know, so this is kind of a dream season for Mount St. Mary's.
Do they
right?
compare to the 1962 squad?
Well, I love it. That was the Division II national championship team, right?
Hey, so, there you go. How about
yes.
that?
And well, they were also inducted, Mike.
Oh, get out of your computer, ass.
No, Mike, I did one Google, and here's
you
why.
You did research just
Mike,
to show
one
us.
Thing,
online.
One thing is that one of the players on that championship team, David Spiewak, my uncle. So he played for Mount St.
Really?
And took him to the championship, yeah.
How
so
about
I did
that?
Know this.
Well, that is
what happened to you if you have this lineage of basketball players where, you know, it was like your uncle. This was your uncle?
Yeah, it skips a fat generation. What's that? I'm sorry?
Are you not 6'7"?
I am only 6'2". My son is 6'6".
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
There it is.
Of course, he likes video games. But no, I remember I was really little, but they inducted that team into the Mounts Hall of Fame in 1978.
Oh, this is totally different. You're bringing it, Rob.
And Mike, they had a mass. They had a mass for the team of 62, and I was there.
That's amazing.
During the induction?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah,
that is so
Jim Phelan brought Jim Phelan brought them out to prominence, right?
Yeah,
he was the head coach of Mount St. Mary's for 49 years, and then brought them out. You know, after 3 decades in Division II, winning that national championship, he brought them out to D1, and when they first played in the NCAA tournament in 1995, they played Kentucky, and he was. You know, in his 70s and a legendary coach. And they said, Jim, what are you going to do? Kentucky's got 7 McDonald's All-Americans, right? And he said, well, you know, we feel comfortable. We ate at McDonald's on the way up here.
Great line. Great line. So tonight it's AU against Mount St. Mary's for the play-in game. And the winner goes to the NCAA tournament. What are you hearing about the game? You know, who's favored? Who's not? Who's got the edge in this one? They're both, you know, they're both teams that in their respective conferences have played at a pretty high level.
Yeah,
no doubt about it. Well, it's going to be a great game. The Mountain American almost always play, and this year we did not. So it's almost like it was meant to be. This is an extremely veteran American team. There might be a few players with 2 kids and a mortgage. I mean, they've been at it for a long time. And it's very hard in this era of college basketball to keep a team together. So that's what American has been able to do beautifully. They've got guys that have been playing together 3 or 4 years. And they still have guys that are playing in their 5th or 6th year of college basketball because, you know, you could get a redshirt year. There was the COVID. You know, you got a year extra because of COVID. So there are some really, really veteran players for American. The Mount has had this miracle run. We have 2 of our 5 top 5 players are injured, and still we've been able to make it here. So the depth of our team has been spectacular, and it's going to be a great, great game tonight at 6:40 p.m.
Oh, that's great, and I'll be watching it. I'm really, really excited. Now, on to the rest of it. I'm going to have you put your prognosticator. It's really a tutorial for me as far as the
Before we go overall, Mike, can I ask one specific question? Because it's
just go right ahead, Rob. You know, with your lineage of of Mount St. Mary's, I am delighted to
his name is
welcome
carved
you
into
in.
Something up there. I forget, but okay. It was a long time ago.
Speedway.
How do you see 11th seed VCU, Virginia Commonwealth University? How do you see them advancing? Will they even make it out of the first round?
Well, I'm a little worried. You know, I have been one of the teams that I think is really, really good is BYU.
Yeah.
And that's who they're – it's a tough draw for the Rams. VCU is really an outstanding team this year. I was super rooting for George Mason, to be honest. Mason has had a spectacular year, and their championship game went right down to the final shot. But VCU has been the best team. Their head coach in Odom has been rumored to maybe get the UVA job upon other jobs going forward. He's the same coach that beat UVA as the head coach of UMBC in one of the greatest upsets in college basketball history in 2018. So he's had a spectacular run. But I'm a little worried for VCU, being honest, because I will say.
Yeah. I will answer that for you, Adam.
Thank you.
My opinion is that VCU taking on Brigham Young is a lot like, or let me rephrase that. Brigham Young versus VCU would be like a drag race between a Mustang GT and a Hyundai Elantra.
Yes.
That's what I'll tell
you. The Elantra is a very reliable car, though.
Very reliable. Yes, steady and reliable.
So we shall see. Yeah.
And as we go to the big dance, traditional favorites, your Dukes, your Kentuckys, your North Carolina, that part of the world always seems to be Gonzaga. Mm-hmm. You know, who are the biggies this year? Who are they all looking at this year? UConn, you got to put them in that conversation.
Well, Duke is who the winner of tonight's game will have to play.
That's right. The winner of today. Yeah, so that'll be quite an experience. That would be on CBS on Friday at right around 3 o'clock, 2:50 yeah. p.m.
Ever heard Jim Vance do a eulogy?
Wow. All right, one of either Mount St. Mary's or American playing Duke or Duke playing Mount St. Mary's or American would be the equivalent of a drag race between a Bugatti.
Oh.
And I don't want to be too rough on that one. I'll be nice. And a Buick Enclave. There you go. Fantastic. So as far as the big dance, who are the faves?
I think the biggest storyline is what your son Mike talked about before, right? The SEC has been the story of college basketball this year. And are the top SEC teams, are they going to be the ones that make the big run? Auburn has been the best team all year, but they've fallen off in the last two or three weeks. So a lot of people think Florida is that team. Duke is the most talented team, but they're younger. And what has shown in college basketball recently is it's better to have 22 and 23-year-olds than the best 18-year-olds. So, because a lot of these 18-year-olds are going right to the NBA next year. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be very, very interesting. Those are really the top teams. UConn has won two consecutive national titles. They have not had the same kind of year this year. They are an 8 seed in the tournament. They would play Florida in the second round. If there is one game this opening weekend that's going to get everybody going, it's going to be that game. And another team, not off the radar per se, but one of the great stories is Rick Pitino. You know, Pitino had a falling out in college basketball, legendary coach, took Providence to the Final Four as a young coach in the 80s. Then he was at Kentucky, at Louisville.
Celtics.
Yep. He is the coach of St. John's. And St. John's has not been very good in decades, and they are a legitimate threat to go to the Final Four this year as the champions of the Big East and a 2 seed. They're a top 10 team in college basketball.
That is awesome. That's it. I love it. I think that's fantastic. But tonight, this gets, as far as both schools are concerned, this is about as big as it gets for the programs,
yes, no
right?
Doubt
I
it.
Mean, this is it's a big deal when they get down to this. AU hasn't been there in a while. I don't know when the last time the Mount was involved in the NCAAs. Do you know the answer to that? When's the last time they were flirting with the dance?
Yeah, well, this is the thing. You know, when I went to become the broadcaster of Mount St. Mary's 13 years ago, I didn't think I'd be doing this often. This is my
okay. So they have been involved in it, right?
We were the last place team in our small conference the year before. This is our fourth time in my 13 years in the NCAA tournament. Our last time was the COVID tournament of 21. But the reason why this time is so important for Mount St. Mary's is that we made a jump up in conference. There are 31 conferences in the NCAAs, and we were in conference 30, right, basically. And the MAC is usually more around somewhere between 20 and 25. We were in the NEC prior. So for Mount St. Mary's to win, you know, I know we're still a small conference, low major, but for us to win an elevated conference, our new conference, in just our third year was big. And the funny thing is we beat Iona in the final, and then they fired their coach the next day. So we were saying, my goodness, they probably didn't like losing to old Mount St. Mary's, did they?
Oh, that's awesome. That's what makes it fun, and that's part of the fun thing. I mean, you never know. You really do. You never know.
You never know.
It can happen. You get the sleepers every year in the NCAAs.
Yes.
Adam Pohl, I can't tell you how much we appreciate you coming in and
so
talking about this, because it was not only interesting to hear about American and the NCAAs, but it's nice to meet you, and I wish you nothing but luck in your career with sports broadcasting. Thanks for taking the time. Josh, you were mentioning, Adam, you do a bunch of other stuff too,
yeah,
right? You're on all over the place. Give us the plugs. Where can people hear Adam Pohl besides the Mount fans.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, really, the Mount is my main thing now. But
okay.
I do sports updates on 106.7 The Fan in D.C. On Thursday and Friday.
That's which, part of it.
Am I allowed to say that?
Is that
yeah, you can. Of course you can. My old home. You can do
yeah,
that.
I know.
I didn't know they were still on the air. there. They're still there.
They're still there. Yes.
That's great.
Oh, that's
I may have listened to you two on that channel.
Yes, I think so. Yes, absolutely. By the way, the Junkies, after I've left, Junkies now in their 70th year of broadcasting,
no,
which is truly, truly amazing. Adam, you're a good guy.
A cane this year for, congratulations.
Yes, absolutely. I look forward to the game tonight. I'm going to actually tune in. If I want to watch it on the old telly, where do I grab? Is it on the Country Music Television channel?
You got to dig a little deeper. It's not
Tubi, isn't it?
But it's on True TV, and then our Mount St. Mary's broadcast will be on the Varsity Network, which you can download as a free app.
And that's where they can hear you, right? The Varsity Network?
They can hear me going nuts, yes.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
That's easier to find than True TV.
I like the Varsity Network's late night programming, honestly.
Oh, that's amazing. Yes. Yes, sorority girls. That's exciting, Rob. Adam Pohl, thanks so much for getting up early and joining us on the show. Continued success. And please come and visit another time. We'd love to make you our college basketball guy if we ever have a question
about
it. I would
love to. That would be an honor.
Awesome, man. Thank you very much, Adam Pohl. That's cool. Very, very cool. I love that. What a nice guy. It sounds like he's been doing a lot of broadcasting lately, right?
Yeah. See, it sounds like the end of the season.
Yeah, it does. It does.
But it is, we should also mention the Terps are having a great year as well.
And Maryland Terrapin basketball, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
And I like, they call their starters the Crab Five.
I have a story. Back in the day,
the crab five. Come on,
I have to share this that I am in American University, circa 1979 or 80.
Yeah,
I'm not sure exactly when. The American University Eagles had a fine team that year. Chris Nockey, Boo Bowers was the star when I first got to American University.
Boo Bowers, was this 1938?
Look up Boo Bowers. And see, I don't know if he made it to the NBA or not. I'm not sure. But he was the superstar for American University. And I'm in the cafeteria. And
shocking.
Where I spent most of my time. Hi. Hi there.
They just put out fresh cookies.
Get me down there. Fresh cookies.
Oh, my. Now you've taken it to a level where you have to be transported. Get me to the cafeteria.
Wheel me to the cafeteria. Cookies. No. I'm in the dinner line at American University, and it was Mackey Food Service, and Boo Bowers is in front of me. And directly in front of me. And even then, at our little school, it was kind of a celebrity factor.
Sure.
You know? It's like, this is Boo Bowers. I was too scared to say anything to him. And the lunch ladies behind the counter were out of their minds. They were so, it's like, ha-ha, Boo! Ha, yeah, all right.
Now, was he impossible to miss? Because was he much taller than everybody?
Oh, yeah, he was huge. Okay. He was huge. And he was a superstar for the Eagles. And they're piling the food on there. It's like,
of
Boo,
course.
You want some extra? You want some extra sauce, Boo? There you go, Boo, like that. And I swear to God, this lady right in front of him was like, ha, ha, Boo, you go get him tonight, Boo. And she turns to me. I'm next in line. She goes, you go get him, Boo. You fit it. What do you want? I had a memory of that. A little basketball memory for everybody, ladies and gentlemen.
Another basketball story that's kind of brewing right now, but my source is only Robert, is that WVU was not invited to the dance this year, despite the fact having a better record than other people in their division. And WVU's
president turned into Keith Morrison there. But did they have a better record?
WVU's president has threatened to sue the NCAA because of lost revenue. He says we deserve to be in the hunt, and because we're not, we're missing out on a lot of money.
Really?
So there is a lawsuit a brewing, but we'll let you know.
But they can't win a lawsuit based on. I mean, it's who picks it? Who picks the teams? Who gets to the committee? Is it a committee, Josh? I don't know.
There's it's a
committee of wizards, isn't it?
I wish it's witches.
Bubble, bubble, boil and dribble.
But I'll keep you updated because, you know, it's a big deal. I mean, it's not like Robert's not listening. It's not like they've got a lot of academic stuff to fall back on. They need their sports.
Do you know who's in their, like, division? Do you know who the teams were? You don't. No.
I don't.
No. You know, but a Spiewak played on the mound. I didn't know that.
Mike, he's actually part of a very important basketball team. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's
I thought you
cool.
were just pulling that number out of your ass, 1962. No. I had no idea. All right. May I talk about tires for a second?
Are you going to retire?
I will someday.
Okay, but you just want to talk about
I really thought
things.
It would have been 10 years ago, but well.
You were hoping, yeah.
That alimony ship didn't sail well for me.
I
but
hate
anyway.
The alimony ship. It's horrible.
It's taken many down.
It has. And, like 10 Titanics.
How you doing, Josh? So let me.
Tires.
Tires. So I
you
go.
You have a history with tires, you know. People.
I bet. I love my car.
But you did a TV commercial for tires way back when. So
Merchants Tire and Auto Center.
Yeah, you have a history with tires.
Played a wonderful, shyster car tire guy.
Yeah, and you said that you had free gumballs.
You're going to love it. Trust me.
That's it.
That's the voice
That's so cool.
I did.
You can still do it. You're like when Billy Crystal does voice, Fernando,
yeah.
Mike. It's always
yeah.
a lovely always there. Trip to the
It's in my back pocket. So... I got a nail in the tire, and it was that sidewall thing where they couldn't repair the tire, and I took it to...
It's always that.
I took it to the dealership,
mm-hmm.
and the dealership said, that's one tire, we'll put it on the right, that'll be $1 million.
Oh, my
And I
God.
Said, that's much more than I should have to pay. I said, well, it's the going rate. I said, well, if I have to. And then they came back and said, you know, the right one is also... problematic because of the tread wear. And I think the guy was so slicky boy when he said it to me, you know, these electric cars, they just chew up those tires.
Oh God.
Big grin on his face.
That.
And I remember saying, no, I'll just take the one. And he kind of looked at his buddy, said, he's only going to get one. And they're like, yeah, like they didn't hook me. And because of that trauma
yes.
of that experience, I remembered it, and I filed it away. I got another nail in a tire because
oh,
I've had bad luck with nails and tires. And I take it, and I said, I'm not going back to the dealership. There's no friggin' way. I paid enough for that automobile. I didn't buy it at that dealership. But to make a long story short, I took it to the local tire store
mm-hmm.
here. And not only did the guy get me the same afternoon, and not only was he successfully – able to do a repair on the tire without replacing
wow.
it.
Wow. Okay.
But he said that when it's time to replace tires, that he'd be able to work something out with me. Well, last night I was tire hunting because when I came back, I said, you know what? I remember that guy talking about at the dealership my treads being chewed up quite some time ago. So... As I was coming out of the CVS store where they did not have my Mentos cinnamon gum, oh, bastards!
That's a bite right there. That's a bite.
I said, you know, perhaps I should take a look at my Bridgestone Alenza.
Did you go put the penny in the tread? Isn't that
yeah.
what they tell you to
no,
do?
No, because the penny would
head.
Not have, it would have, there is no tread. I
you
mean,
know those electric there, cars,
there's
Mike.
Tread on the far right and the far left of the tire. I put my,
well,
I put my hand
don't
up.
Need a tread.
I put my hand up on it, and it was a racing slick.
Well, that's
it was
okay. You don't
treadless.
Get snow down there. You don't get snow, so you
I
don't
mean,
need a tread.
I don't know how long it's been like that. I'm driving one more day with it. I was hit by a lady that blew a tire, so I'm very nervous about tire health. And
tire health.
And I am here to say, and I have a question for you, yes. you two, in case you know anything about tires.
Yeah.
So online last night, I went to the tire online store
Tires.
For
.com?
This particular store around.
Oh, okay.
And I inquired about price. Well, lo and behold, these were not $1 million tires. They were $500,000 tires.
Oh.
But because of that extreme expense of these tires, oh, by the way, I switched brands totally because I'm not going to replace a tire for that kind of money that's just going to blow up in 10,000 miles. Not going to do that.
Are they the original tires that came with?
Well, I bought the car used, so I don't know.
Oh, so you don't know for sure. Because a lot of times the tires that are on a car...
8,000, 9,000 miles, I would assume those were the original tires.
If you try to replace them by brand, it's so, so expensive. You can't do it.
So I went, and I know tires now. I know the brand names. I know your, you know, not your standard Bridgestone Goodyear, but you got your Pirellis. Mm. You got your Michelins. Mm-hmm. You got your Hanuk. You got your Yokohamas, you know, and
the Lego.
And then there was the super cheap tire that was at the top of the list that they sold at the tire store called Pro Series. Oh. I decided to, even though they had a warranty on it, I decided maybe not. Well, maybe Mike, not the best idea.
Are you a pro? Know? Could you handle those tires?
Here's where I'm not a pro, and this is why I throw this question out, and I really hope I don't get. Like, I'm asking because I really want to know. I decided that it was time to not replace just one, but two. But I'm not replacing all four.
Well, the one time I had to replace all four, I got bamboozled because it was an all-wheel drive car. And he says, your tires really should wear evenly. You got to replace all four. But I have heard that you should replace them in pairs. Like if you're gonna
right, and that's what I've done before is pairs.
All right, so I'm okay with the two.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Because online, I have an appointment at 11 o'clock tomorrow to get these tires, and I didn't get four because I mean I didn't think the front ones needed the same care and attention that the rear ones. So two is what I'm getting.
Yeah, and make sure they put of the four, the two best go up front of your two that are that you keep.
Yeah,
they can.
And when doing your research. When doing your research, did you check the Kirkland brand?
No.
Does Kirkland
I got my tires done
brand?
At Costco last time.
You see, I've always had my tires done at Costco, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super cheap?
So check that.
It's definitely cheaper, and you can, shop while you wait.
And they're all Kirkland brand?
No, they have brand names as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think they have a Kirkland brand.
Oh, they don't.
But they do it there. You can go grab some hot dogs and...
Yeah. All right. Okay.
And all Mike, also don't forget if you have the chance to support local tire shops.
Man, come here. You've heard Merchants Tire and Auto Centers has a 30-day lowest price guarantee. Well, buy from Vince's Tire Warehouse and get free gumballs.
Merchants Tire and Auto Center has the lowest price on Michelin radials. Get the Michelin XA4 for traction in any weather because so much is riding on your tires. And get Michelins at Merchants because only Merchants Tire and Auto Center guarantees their Michelin prices to be lowest for 30 days after you buy.
Gumballs and tires. He can't miss. Trust me. Get out of there.
I love that guy. I didn't meet him until we shot the commercial, the guy that was playing the dumb sidekick.
It looks like he was very good at playing that character.
That I have to... How many years ago would that have been?
That's 1987, it says. So
87.
30,
so
almost 40 years
ago. So it's time for a reboot.
Yeah.
40 years ago.
Now, question. did you really... This is the first time it's really jumped to my ears because I think we normally bail. When you do the announcer in the middle of the spot,
yeah,
and it's not a character voice, are you going a little over the top on the announcer to make sure it doesn't match your Vinny voice?
Not with that voice. That was a speed... Match
Speed
video.
Read, okay.
That was a lot of copy in a short period of time that I had to do. That was the reason for that. No, because there was no similarity between the two. It was like if it was a regular voice. And I wish I'd had more opportunities to do that. I didn't. It was fun. Don McAndrews. I remember the guy, the marketing director for Merchants Tire and Auto Center. I think he's been on my Facebook friend list for a while, too. I think he's still with us. And I think he's somewhere in the business, too.
I think he's still with us.
I don't know. So I'll see about it tomorrow. I'm a little nervous.
Why?
About that. I don't know anything about the bald tires that I have because,
don't forget
to
get them balanced and aligned.
I think they throw that in there,
I think they do, but you may want to make sure.
Well, the tire I got has a 50,000-mile warranty, too. So that's good, right?
Yeah. How many miles do you drive a year?
How many miles? 8 to 10.
Okay, so the tires will outlast.
No, I drive a haul. I go down all the way to play golf, then all the way to pick up my son and drop off my son.
And most of the roads are gravel, so that really does eat a lot.
Down here, still undeveloped Florida. Shut up. All right, we have to take
And that'll be one trip to Maine.
Yes. Well, I wouldn't take that car to Maine. No way. No, it's electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie.
They'll laugh at you in Maine.
No, leaving that here. Yeah. There we go. Tires. We'll take a break. When we come back, some very interesting news of the day, ladies and gentlemen, including some unusual stories you might be a little surprised at. If you know what I mean, all right? We'll do that when we come back. You, ladies and gentlemen, are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.
You see this? This is my red cup right here.
Yes.
And this is the last. I got to order it again. The White Peach. Some say, why don't you get a subscription to the White Peach? Well, because I never know when another flavor might come across the liquid IV spectrum, and I might just dive right in. So this is so good. I love it. I love my White Peach.
Do you ever ration out your White Peach? Because I mean, it wouldn't be a hassle, because I mean, all the flavors are great. Like today I'll have lemon lime, and tomorrow I can look forward to White Peach.
I just got the raspberry lemonade, and I'm acquiring that taste.
Yeah, it's good.
That's what I'm doing.
I like
when's the last time you really indulged yourself? Been a while? Yes? No? Yes? No? No? So treat yourself. Treat yourself by gifting yourself the everyday indulgence of extraordinary hydration from Liquid IV, powered by Live Hydra Science.
A registered trademark.
Yes.
You see me drinking it daily. I do the show with it every day. It's my go-to when I'm not drinking a cup of Charlie. They've got all sorts of grape, lemon lime, pina colada, raspberry lemonade, white peach, rainbow sherbet.
Great.
White peach, I love it. It's really good stuff, and it takes my tongue on a daily vacation.
Look at you.
And unlike sports drinks, Liquid IV delivers 3 times the electrolytes, 8 essential vitamins, and is always non-GMO, vegan, and allergen-free. I have been telling you these facts for years. Listen up, jerks. Please, try some Liquid IV. Hey, Rat, the lady will have the linguine with white clam sauce and a Liquid IV white peach with no ice. And I've got your wallet, Rat. Hey, look what I found.
You go here, too?
Welcome to Der Wiener Schnitzel. Tear poor. Yeah, I know everything about that movie. Live more. Liquid IV. Treat yourself to extraordinary hydration. Liquid IV. 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com. Use code TMOS at checkout. 20%!
That's a lot.
Code TMOS at liquidiv.com, everybody.
Hey,
time
Rat.
To put the specs
on. Time for the
on.
News, Rat.
Yeah, the news. All right, here you go. Hey, Oh, man.
What's the matter?
I didn't organize my news.
Oh, so you know what? This is great, Josh. Today is random order news.
No,
you
it's
never
not.
Know. You
no.
never know what you're going to get. No.
No, you know.
You know.
I've got it. Hold on. Yeah.
Well, you know.
Here we go. Yeah.
This is like on Gemstones when the grandson dropped all his note cards given his son.
Oh, that's right.
He's just got to wrap it up.
There it is. You know.
You know.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we start today with Tracy Morgan.
Yeah.
Josh, I wasn't sure whether you were able to get those pictures of the lady.
I have his Instagram picture right here.
Okay. All right. this is Tracy Morgan shared a picture of himself in the hospital. There he is. He says, appreciate my MSG family. He had food poisoning at the Knicks game. That's what the cause was.
It's a lot of wires for food poisoning.
It really is.
It really is.
Are you sure he's not doing like a sleep study?
I'm not sure. Hey, look, I got my tire. right here.
I told you today's news would be filled with surprises.
Did you get the pictures of the lady that was at Steven Spielberg's daughter?
Spielberg's daughter. Yep, I've got that here.
All right,
as well.
So there are two pictures, Rob. So okay. First of all, let me just get the Morgan thing out of the way. Right. He said, appreciate MSG Family taking such good care of me. I need a shout out to the crew that had to clean that up. Thank you. More importantly, the Knicks are now want to know when I throw up on the court. So maybe I'll have to break it out again in the playoffs. That's funny. But what's funnier is Steven Spielberg's daughter. Let me see if I've got that in here. Otherwise, I'll do it.
Is
from,
it Karen Spielberg?
Destry is her name. It's not Karen Spielberg. Spiewak.
Karen
Spielberg. Spielberg. Yeah. She attended her first courtside.
Oh, no.
Yes.
And the NBA stars weren't the only thing she was up close and personal. That's Karen. That's Destry right there to the right. Did we have the two pictures of her? With the oh, you can zoom in on that.
The second picture was just a zoomed in version of this picture.
So this is her. Look at her face. And yeah, then
that's
you
not
look
anything
to the,
she's seen at Pop.
And then when
out.
You zoom out, you see she is literally.
Oh,
great job, Josh. Next to.
That's amazing.
That oh, God.
You know what? Oh. I mean, they're lucky that he had courtside seats because that's easier to clean up there than it is up in the stands.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. That's a,
I wonder
you know.
if she is named after the movie Destry Rides Again, the old Western. I bet she
probably,
is.
Probably, right? Yeah. I would think. That's a pretty uncommon name right there. But it was.
I was going to name my daughter Splash.
And you know, is Tracy Morgan still a big enough name that maybe she texted some friends or something. Hey, I'm sitting next to Tracy Morgan before
the game
started.
He threw up?
Yes.
Yeah, who knows? But
probably,
it was funny.
Everyone knows that Steven Spielberg loves Tracy Morgan, which is why he was in E.T.
Well, I just saw its giant finger. You want some waffles?
And Reese's
That's
pieces?
Right, we got some waffles with E.T.
See, I went the other way that Tracy Morgan was E.T.
I'd like to put Tracy Morgan in all of Steven Spielberg's, you know, Saving Private Ryan.
Sure,
he's got to be around here somewhere.
Right, Jaws.
Jaws. We're gonna need a bigger boat.
Raiders.
I don't like snakes.
You know, if
I keep coming up with them,
you,
I'll keep doing.
If I had texted you, that would have been the line I wanted.
Right. That's it.
Catch me if you can.
Well, I'm a pilot for for Pan Am Airways. My name is Oscar Schindler. All right, that's enough. That's quite enough.
Our
I think
greatest living actor.
There you go, Tracy Morgan.
Tracy Morgan.
Schindler's List. Where's the thing?
Destry Spielberg.
What happened to oh. You got to plug it in, you moron.
Destry Spielberg texted her friend, says, did you order Parmesan fries?
Parmesan fries? With that.
I wonder what
so do you think, the last question about Tracy Morgan.
Yeah.
Do you think legitimate food poisoning? It sure looks like it to me. I mean, that doesn't look like could that be an alcohol puke?
Sure.
I
didn't see a single chunk. I think it might have been a fluid offering.
No, I go with food poisoning because it was alcohol, other people would have made comments by now about how he was acting beforehand. Mm-hmm. And
maybe
this seemed to come out of nowhere.
Maybe he's a very calm drunk. You never know.
That's just so nasty, though, if you're next to somebody because there's a, you better check your shoes. Here you go. Thank you.
At least, at least no players were injured.
That's always nice. and God knows what's going to happen tonight at the Mount. There are a lot of frustrating things involved with
Adam
doing laundry.
Has food poisoning, Mike.
A lot of frustrating things involved with doing laundry. One is fighting with detergent. It's always a mess unless you have one that drains itself back into the bottle. Even that isn't perfect. I use Pods.
Pods are great.
From Laundry Sauce.
Mm-hmm.
So is this a genius hack or the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard? A woman on TikTok asked her boyfriend where the cap to the liquid detergent was, and he said, oh, I just fill it up and throw it in.
Oh, my God, this is a thing?
With the clothes.
I've done this for 10 years.
You throw the cap in?
Yes.
I didn't
really
know. He wasn't goofing around. He was so convinced that he was reading the back label to find where it says so on the container, and guess what?
What?
He was right.
What?
Did you pick that up from a family member when you started throwing the cap in?
I just figured it out. I said, because you know why? There's always
you follow
a
instructions
bit of,
is why.
No, it's
he
not
does.
That.
He does.
It's
he
not
probably
that
read
at
it.
All. it was that, Mike, there was always a little bit of goo left in the cup when you dump it. Now, again, I'm still using pods, so this is.
But you didn't read that at some point. I mean, you would just throw it in, really. Well, this way, some brands of liquid detergent have a small message on the cap that says "rinse after use or toss in wash."
So you can actually throw it in every time,
and you get a pristine cap. Is that why you did it? Because you didn't want the gooey cap?
Exactly, and also no waste of soap. However, if you wash in hot water, sometimes the cap comes out oval.
Have you had a damaged cap by doing that?
Absolutely. But it's never fallen apart. It's just gotten, you know, a little change.
I never knew somebody that did that.
I never knew this was a thing. I thought I was a genius for thinking of it myself.
That's incredible. Well, now you know. It's validated 100%.
Thank you.
Two times now in this episode where Rob has surprised me.
I know. He's having a surprising day, isn't he? He really is.
Wait till I take my shirt off.
You know what? Who knows? Today, Josh, maybe he'll go out and get a client and a guest.
Mike, it was such a nice moment.
I'll hit the thing again. I can't help myself. That's funny.
I know, and that's why we love you. He's incorrigible, isn't he?
What a surprise. If you thought living through adolescence was hard, this freaks me out. Netflix is here to remind you with a new limited series about a horrible murder that kids today have it even harder. The four episodes of the British miniseries Adolescence, we're right on the cusp with the little one, that premiered on Netflix last Thursday, have taken the cultural conversation by storm. Didn't know it until this morning. Sitting at the top of the streamer's show rankings with a reported 24.3 million views in its first 4 days and spinning up new interest in its stellar, somewhat unknown cast. This is brand new. It's called Adolescence. Josh, I know you and I are paying attention. It stars Owen Cooper, who has no prior acting credits, as Jamie Miller. Jamie is a 13-year-old who is arrested on suspicion of murder after one of his classmates is found fatally stabbed. Tell me I won't be watching that. No.
And you know what? Speaking of the Netflix, and this is on Paramount, have you ever heard of a show called Shining Vale?
No. And my daughter just texted me. Dairy Girls. Are you familiar with that one?
Yes, I've watched that. It's very funny, but you'll want the captions on for it.
Okay. All right. So she loves Peaky Blinders. She likes Dairy. She likes all that stuff because she can hear.
This Shining Vale, it was recommended to me on Paramount. I turned it on. Apparently, it's a couple years old. It's 2 seasons. It's Greg Kinnear and Courtney Cox moving into a haunted house.
What's the name of it again, Rob?
Shining Vale. V-A-L-E. I've watched maybe 6 of the episodes. And I can't turn it off. I think it's pretty good for a ghost story.
This is awesome. I really find that plot line in a movie to be kind of worn out. But I mean, if it's a series, they'd have to make it more interesting.
The reason they have to move to out of town, they're Brooklyn people, but they moved to Connecticut because the wife has an affair with their handyman. So they need to have a fresh start. So there's actually a very funny. Greg Kinnear always
makes need to move to a different town because of that. Carla's done that a few times.
but nor did they set him up in a house like you did.
It's like, hey, honey, I'm coming home. Did you get that window fixed? Don't come home. Why? What the hell's going on with you? Give me a break here.
It's a good mix of funny and eerie, and I recommend it. I like it.
The rumor mill seems to have settled on Apple launching a foldable iPhone as soon as next year. What would be the company that does that? Galaxy has the phone?
Samsung has one currently.
My buddy Oli loves his little foldable phone. I don't dig it. I don't think it's too plasticky.
Well, my iPhone folds but once.
Well, that's the problem, is it seems like another thing to break.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it really does. By the way, my iPhone is so... I don't know which is worse, my bald tires... or my iPhone.
Your bald iPhone?
Because it is kind of, it is white trashy, isn't it, really, when you show the back of it and it's all like cracked inside the clear case?
Yeah.
It doesn't look good.
Well, that's by the way. You got to get a different case that's not clear in the back.
Yeah, get a leather case.
I know. That's what I should do. A leather case.
Very nice. I've had one. Yes.
So put that in there. If a new pricing rumor is anything to go by, you're going to want to use that time saving up for that device. Analyst Tim Long of the British bank Barclays estimates that a foldable iPhone might cost around $2,300, according to a research note seen by Mac Rumors. Presumably, like other iPhones, it would have different storage capacities that could introduce higher prices the more storage you get.
Doesn't matter, because they started at 900, then they got to be 1100, now they're 1600.
It's part of the gimmick, right? And isn't it part of the gimmick to add to your package for they're in cahoots with like T-Mobile, AT&T,
and
all those,
they love for you to break it out. You know, you can just do this over 5 years of payments, and it's only $14. It sounds free, but
then it's a way to gouge the price of your cell phone service, you know?
I hate to use that word. It's an ugly word, but they are. They're taking advantage. They're raping you financially.
They are, and I think it sucks. I really do. By the way, the cost of making those phones – when you go over to the sweatshops where they're made, isn't it like 11 cents or something that they pay to make these phones?
And you know
They charge $2,300. Oh, it folds.
Less foldy, more battery. How about that? How about a battery that really, truly lasts all day? I'd like
I'm gonna
folding.
I'm going to try to zoom in on mine. It's going to be really hard to see, but I'm going to
all the cracks.
Put this in. I'm going to try to get I'm going to hold it like this.
I think we have the same case.
All right, hold on.
No, actually not, because you have the white circle. A little more. Yeah, it's pretty beat up, Mike. Yeah, it is. That looks like it was General Sherman's iPhone.
Well, it does look like the case is beat up more than the phone.
Yeah, if you take the case off, that's excellent. If you take the case off, does it look any better? Because the case
really
also has got that thing where...
Can you see the cracks?
Yeah. But the case has the thing where there's embedded dirt, and also it's yellowed a little on
there
the edges.
There's one of the cracks.
Yeah. Yeah. Take the case off for a second. Let's see what your phone looks like.
No, because it might fall apart.
And this is
it might
the
fall apart,
show.
Rob.
Isn't there a big mouth
this
like that?
This is Tracy Morgan.
Hey, Tracy, what did you eat that gave you food poisoning?
Oh, no, my automatic go back to the regular shot.
I don't mind this shot. It's like Rocky Horror.
Goodbye.
That is a slow zoom. There we go.
Goodbye. Goodbye. All right. Let me see.
Do you ever store anything in your phone case, Josh? Like between the phone and the case?
Yeah. Peanut M&Ms.
No.
They're too. Right. You got to be flat.
I don't think there's any room for it. Maybe
a dollar
bill?
You could put
a picture.
Yeah. Not of me. I mean, I'm
but
not...
then how do you? Oh, because your case is clear, so you can see it.
Yeah, like
yeah,
for
my
example,
case is not clear, so a picture would just be hidden.
I have the original template from my tattoo.
Okay.
My
well, that's cool. That's like a custom background.
Yeah, yeah.
For your case.
So $2,300, according to research, presumably like other iPhones, it would have a different storage. It would have different storage capacities that could introduce higher prices the more storage you get. Suck it.
Mike, the new
Sorry
iPhone.
Sorry about that. That was very rude.
I think they put those stories out on purpose so that next year when they finally put it out, they can say, oh, it's only $1,600. And
sure.
It sounds like a good deal because in our heads, they've convinced us it's over $2,000.
So what they're doing is softening the blow.
Of course. The new storage they're offering with it, Mike, is the new storage that they're offering with it.
I was doing my Keith Morrison, what you were just going, okay. Just tell your joke. Go ahead.
The new storage that comes with the iPhone, it's not very handy. It's shelves.
I knew it would be worth the wait. I really knew it would be worth the wait.
To me,
bring them in, please.
Was.
Come on in, boys. There you go.
Right.
Thank you.
Where's
Poor
that
Josh
jar?
Asks.
Yeah. Put the jar. God. Chateau Interrupto. There you go. Thank you. Time for our final story. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. The average American has to scrimp and save to even think about buying a house. Meanwhile, a single parking spot in Boston just hit the market for $750,000.
Is that to own it, or is it a yearly thing?
It's
and where is it located? If it's like a parking spot right up against Fenway, I could see renting that out for $200 a day and making my
Beacon
money
Hill.
Back. That doesn't tell
me
anything.
Where is that in relation to the stadium?
Beacon Hill's an exclusive Richie Rich section of downtown Boston. It's around the corner from the Boston Common, right by the famous Cheers Bar. It is a very exclusive. You know, think about the Upper East Side of Manhattan.
Okay.
It's the similar place in Boston. Yeah. According to Fortune.com, the average house in America costs $419,000. Can you believe that we're at that point now where the average house costs $419,000? Mm-hmm. Unreal. No. I bought, and I know I'm old, but my first house, I paid $54,000 for. $54,000 for my first house.
And you could drive it anywhere.
Yeah, no.
Bada bing, bada boom. If 750 grand for a parking spot sounds like a lot, it's actually more than that. The garage also charges $400 a month in fees, and the property taxes are $291 a month. If you think no one would be crazy enough to pay that much for a parking spot, it looks like there's already at least one buyer. Redfin listed as contingent, so the owner accepted an offer, but it's not finalized. The site CarScoops says the same parking spot sold in 2023 for $500,000.
Appreciate
that's a sweet profit in 2 years. And you were worried about how much it would cost to make your next omelet, people. Come on. All right. What's wrong with the world? Parking spot, right? That's crazy. We have to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the technology. It was kind of a good news story, whatever your politics, with SpaceX yesterday.
Yeah.
I know it's Elon Musk's company, but just ignore him for a minute. We'll be right back and tell you all about it. But before, oops, hold on. When I did that with my camera, I kind of messed everything up. You can eat. So, my spouse Carla has a question for you. And yes, I am talking to you. Carla asks, quote, how can I help you age better? Do you need to lose lots of weight? Do you need to lose 5 to 10 pounds? Do you need better sleep? Do you need more energy? Do you want help with anti-aging? Do you need help with brain fog? Do you need a better hormone balance? Yeah. How about better hair, skin, and nails?
All yes.
Kitty cat.
Oh, dear.
What about reducing your inflammation? Ow!
Mike is so inflamed.
Do you need better gut health?
Yes.
How about making those workouts really count by upping your performance optimizations? How about improving your mood or having enhanced libido?
All of these, Mike, are great things.
Just remember, for all these and many more, DermGlowSkin.com peptides are the future, and I'm here to help you. That's what Carla says.
Yes.
I'll say it too, though. Her inbox is always open. Carla means it. She'll be there to help you through the whole process. 5:30. I jump into the shower this morning. I come out at 5:50. Carla's on the phone with somebody telling them about peptides. That's how dedicated she is, ladies and gentlemen. You click weight management and peptides, and you start your transformation today fast, easy, and you can do it all from the comfort of your home. Payments are easy with Klarna. HSA, FSA, and PayPal lets you buy now and pay later. DermGlowSkin.com. I'm Mike O'Mara, and I've turned my life around with DermGlow because it's the official body makeup supplier to Walton Goggins. Did you see it, Josh?
Oh, I saw it. All of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
All of it. With everything
no,
left
no need
in
for a mirror.
Nothing
that's
left
pretty
out.
Nasty stuff. Now, go in peace. That's all. I wanted to share that with you.
And thanks to Ernesto for our first Super Chat of the week.
Attaboy,
oh, thank
Ernesto.
You, Ernesto. We appreciate that. I wanted to talk. Yesterday, I catch it live, and I was very excited to see the SpaceX splashdown with the astronauts that were coming back into the world. It was really, really cool to watch that. And I had the same anxiety that I used to have back in the day. There's a little picture of it when it was splashing down. And I had the same anxiety I had back like in the 1960s where you saw this thing floating down and then I immediately think, what if it has a hole in it? What if it has some sort of, you know,
anything can go wrong at any time.
There was an incident, I believe, where a capsule went down after splashdown, and they all died. All the astronauts died in that. But,
right, because they can't open the door, right?
They're not allowed to open the door.
Well, I don't think they can, right? It doesn't
physically let them. There's probably an emergency hatch, I think.
It's the
I'm
way
not
you
sure.
had the studio in Manassas, Mike. We were not allowed to open the door.
That was a different locking. I locked you in so that only I could get in, but you couldn't get out. Mike. That was just to keep you there. That's the way. There it is.
Here it is floating with some dolphins checking it out.
Do you want to see some video of the actual crash?
Yeah. Could you show me?
The dolphins, it's really like they came out to play.
And back to Earth took approximately 17 hours for touching down off of Florida's Cape Canaveral at 6 p.m. And you'll see that here as they splashed down, they had a very warm welcome. Right off in the distance, you actually see a pod of dolphins that splashed around the Dragon spacecraft upon their arrival. Take a listen to this.
He's so hard.
Here on your screen, we can see dolphins, actually, who want to come and play with Dragon. Now, one of the fast boats there in place, working to assist the recovery team member. It's incredible.
I really do. I love this stuff. It reminds me back in the day.
Mike, back in the day, did they have people discussing what happened when people came back down from outer
space? What I remember from the space program when I was a little kid is the Walter Cronkite, Wally Schirra exuberance about the space program. It was so inconceivable that this could happen. And when you would see the splashdown and a grainy picture, and I remember there wasn't the recovery boat like you have now. It was more like they would collect them and bring them to an aircraft carrier. I seem to remember, I thought, I might be wrong about this, that they got them with helicopters, that they actually had a diver go down into the water and assist them into the harness to get onto a helicopter. I could be wrong about that, but that's my memory. And I also remember being up in Maine when we landed on the moon and just struggling in that remote part of the world, much more remote than it is today, where you could hardly see it, but we were all gathered around this teeny tiny black and white television watching the moon landing. It was really, really
something.
Is
that when your father called out, "It's a scam. It's not happening.
Right.
It's fake.
It's fake.
It's fake."
They sent video from the moon, but you couldn't get it in Maine.
Yeah, you couldn't get it in Maine. No. Still pretty rough to get certain services in Maine. I've been trying to get a Russian hooker up there for decades.
A lot of people up in Maine have been looking for Russian hookers.
Who gives a goddamn? We don't need that. I don't need to see a space program. I don't need that goddamn capsule to go down in the water, for God's sakes. Just to sit there and, So I was watching Neil Armstrong. He's, that's one small little wigwam step for man and one giant jump for mankind.
How many channels do you get?
I get one. Channel 4 out of Bangor. That's where I watch Casey's Country Jamboree.
Oh, is it
Hello.
Independent?
I'm Dick Stacy. It's Stacy's Country Jamboree, and by golly, these tires are priced to sell. And then they had the guy come out with the wooden doll on the stick.
The dancing man, yeah.
The dance.
My uncle Al had a dancing man.
Uncle Al.
Yeah.
Uncle Al, you got it all over me, Al. Come on now. I think it's very, very cool. I think it's very, very cool.
Well, I bet they're glad they're back. Do you know they've got to feel so wacky, like their limbs and stuff, after being in no gravity
for
all
the time?
They
said one of the things I did see is when it was coming down, they had their hands very specifically placed on their chest because they said the weight, their hands in space do not require the support,
right,
and then they would feel heavy. So they put them on their chest, or else they'll be flopping around or something like that.
100%, I would want my arms to flop around as soon as I got out of the capsule.
I have watched it. I'm an idiot. All right,
I'm an astronaut.
I'm an astronaut. Look at me. Look at me. Another big story. I want to talk about it a little bit. The Kennedy assassination.
Yes.
A lot of retro stuff today. We'll be talking about that and more fun because Rob got an email from one of the showbiz icons that he is in close personal contact with on a daily basis. That and lots more coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll take a short break and we will come back. I was waiting for the music. There it is.
I thought we were actually doing Kennedy in this segment. That's why. Yeah. I apologize.
No. Don't think. It's real easy. When I say coming up, that usually means we're going to do a segment.
There was no coming up.
There was no coming up? Okay,
no,
thank
no,
you,
it
Mr.
sounded like you were rolling
Honesty.
Straight into it.
Oh, both of you just, both of you poo.
It's great to have a friend.
Poo on you, yes, isn't it? Fantastic. You can go to Wild World together. Anyway, start your morning right with a bold cup of Charlie.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right.
Absolutely.
I am on a quest. I am on a mission to stop calling it a cup of Joe and call it a cup of Charlie. That's how much I love Charlie's Choice Coffee. Great coffee and great company like us go hand in hand. Don't just drink coffee. Experience it. We all know that
Charlie's
you've got to have
coffee.
It's Charlie's Choice.
Yes.
Charlie's Choice.
We want to give you the best. Charlie's Choice Coffee.
Charlie's Choice.
Have a cup of Charlie. Thank you, Charlie. Available in whole bean or fresh ground. Get a one-time order or save money with a subscription and get our exclusive Charlie's Choice blend.
Charlie's Choice.
Delivered right to your door. This premium medium roast blend combines the finest beans from Brazil and Guatemala, delivering a rich and balanced cup. Balance is the key. Now, listen to me.
Will you entertain a coffee question?
Please.
Because I know you love
Fire
it.
Away.
I love it. I think we all love it. But do you also enjoy the ground as well as the bean? I know you grind your own, so I'm curious what your take is on both, because you've tried both.
I prefer to grind my own coffee. That's kind of a freshness thing that I like. I'm new to the coffee world. I've only been a coffee drinker for the last couple of years, and I will tell you that it is such an integral part, so, like so many of the morning routine. When Josh brought this coffee to us, and is it okay to mention the roastery where you...
Yeah, Screaming Peacock.
Screaming Peacock Roastery. I've got another flavor of coffee that they have.
The Screaming Peacock
Roastery. There it is. Isn't that special?
How about that?
The Screaming Peacock Roastery is a wonderful outfit, and they came up with this coffee. And I'll be honest with you, when Josh brought this to my attention, I thought it was really cool. But I was set in my ways when it came to coffee, and then the samples came and said, "Try this." They asked me what kind of coffee I enjoyed now, and I told them, and then they created this blend and roasted it and sent it along, and it's one of the most delicious coffees I've ever tasted, and it all comes from this Screaming Peacock Roastery. They're fantastic. They really, really are. It's balanced. It's got, now, I don't know about the notes. I couldn't tell you, but it says smooth caramel, deep cocoa, and sweet honey-tasting notes. Maybe that's why I like it, because I'm a sweet person.
Yeah.
It's crafted in small batches, roasted to order in St. Augustine, Florida. Every bag fresh, full of flavor, got a freshness date on it. Great coffee should never be a gamble. Get yourself a cup of Charlie. Each package marked with its roast date, so you know you're getting the freshest brew possible. So support small business and enjoy Charlie's Choice.
Charlie's Choice.
Today, as part of the perfect combination, TMOS coffee in your coffee mug, the TMOS coffee mug while listening to the show. It's heaven. Get yours at the TMOS store at MikeOMaraShow.com. Start your day right with
Charlie's Choice.
Because it's good to the
it's
last
good
sip.
To the last sip.
Thank you, Charlie.
What's the name of the coffee roastery again?
Screaming Peacock.
Thank you.
A couple of days ago, Rob mentioned this story that kind of broke big today of releasing documents from the Kennedy assassination. Is it the Warren Commission? What did this
– They were not
released?
Specific. It's just 13,000 documents unlabeled.
No, no. It's now up to 67,000 documents. I think it's 13,000 files.
Oh, my God. I didn't realize it was that many. Yeah.
Is this going to reinvigorate the conspiracy theorists about the Kennedy assassination, which has been in the national consciousness for so long? Okay.
I don't think it does, but I think what it does do is add a lot of historical context. Like, it seems like there's a lot about Russia and Cuba and what was going on with them around the same time.
Well, you had a couple of things. You had the Bay of Pigs, which was the attempted invasion that went wrong, where the United States was going to assist the Cuban rebels taking over the Castro government. And then you had the Cuban Missile Crisis, which was a standoff that was about as close as we ever got to nuclear conflict because it was so new.
Do you remember that happening? You would have been about 12.
I don't because, no, I would not have been 12. No, because I'd be a baby. That was during his administration.
Yeah, well, so you're 59. He was elected in 60. Oh, my God, I added 10 years. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I was a little bitty when that was going on. But, you know, I have grown up forever with the Zapruder film and the controversy concerning the assassination. When you really think about the way cameras were dealt with back in the day, kind of a true amazing happenstance that someone was taking a movie of the assassination. Stunning that it happened. And then
I can't believe that Zapruder had an iPhone.
It was truly, in its day, one of the most dramatic pieces of actual crime evidence we ever saw. And then it went on to be conspiracy after conspiracy. Was Oswald the lone gunman?
Shooter, yeah.
You know, did was he killed by the mafia? Was he killed by, you know, Russia? Whatever,
and
you know,
Jack
all that.
Ruby, and then the movie by Oliver Stone,
which
reinvented
was
a lot of it.
Super conspiracy theory.
Yeah, but fun. It was fun, but I looked at it as fiction.
What did you get from this?
This is the thing that surprised me the most. There's a political scientist professor at UVA named Larry Sabato. He has seen most of the documents that have been released because he was able to acquire access through the government.
Yeah.
And he said this. Now, Josh is right. Approximately 80,000 pages of previously classified records are out, and they've released them without any sort of organization. They're not numbered. They're not named. They just put them out there. So it's going to take a long time for the conspiracists to get through them all. But Larry Sabato, this poli-sci guy, says, I'm just telling you that we will learn things, but it may not be about the Kennedy assassination. And people who are expecting, you know, to crack the pace after 61 years are going to be bitterly disappointed. So I think this actually backs up what Josh says. I think these documents are going to be more about international relations and things that could be tangentially associated with the assassination, but I don't think it's going to be anything about a conspiracy.
No, like I saw one sheet this morning, which was one CIA guy who ran in a panic to tell other people that, hey, it was an inside job, and then he ended up dead. So there was all the notes following that.
Mm-hmm.
So the conspiracy people have that paper, but then there's about the relationships with the USSR and Cuba and stuff. And it's just interesting that all these, we're going to see a lot more history books, I think, come out of these papers as people scan and understand a different viewpoint.
Do you think there was anything other than the lone shooter, though?
I did a research paper in college on it. I mean, I did a real detailed dive into this back then.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't believe it. I don't believe there was a lone gunman. I believe that there were. I'm one of those people that thinks about the grassy knoll.
There were notes that came out this morning I was reading in there that said Oswald was a horrible shot.
Well, and the idea that you get in the Oliver Stone film of the ability to fire that rifle with the accuracy he fired it from, the distance he fired it from, really suspect. And you also remember
and how
this.
The body moves.
Yeah.
You remember this. You know, that to me, I don't know. I mean, exit wounds are more painful than entrance wounds, I would assume, because the bullet tumbles and does that. But at the same time, there was some evidence, and I'm working off pure memory here, that back in the day you had very strange looking guys, very suspicious looking guys that were in that area of the grassy knoll from the other side, and that the assassination was. I think Oswald played a role in
I
it
do too. I think,
but
he
I think
was
he was just
shooter.
One dude. I don't think he, you know.
I think he was the shooter. I produced for a while a podcast that featured an ex ambassador who had been in DC government since the 50s. He was great. But what he explained to me in an episode, and I asked him about it afterwards, we got to know about the size of Washington, D.C. in 1963. It was a small town. Everybody knew each other. People went to parties at everybody's houses, and everybody knew each other. And there was there was just a lot of talk about stuff leading up to this that didn't involve the assassination, but did involve international relations. And there were wives involved and husbands involved, and he knew her and talked to him at a party in Florida a month before. There's a lot of stuff that went on. And this whole thing, this one quote.
What do you mean, a lot of stuff that went on?
I mean, like talking about international espionage. It was party talk back then. People revealed stuff. And that there is something suspect in this guy's opinion. And he was very colorful, and I don't.
Is he a lone gunman guy?
Yes, but the stuff that led up to it was the exciting part that he would talk about.
Right.
That, if I remember correctly, been a while since I listened to the episode. Oswald was in Florida like a month before and socializing with people that would be connected with the assassination.
Maybe
and
Cuban.
That's not widely reported. Yeah.
And there was a lot. That's the papers I was reading this morning, was communication with Oswald in Russia.
Yeah. So there was stuff going on. I don't doubt that. But I think also everyone has a story and everyone likes to embellish a story.
Let me ask you guys this last question about it. Do you think when Oswald himself was killed by Jack Ruby?
Mm-hmm. Good guy, by the way. Jack Ruby was a good guy.
Nightclub owner.
exactly.
Do you think that was a, do you think that was a lone guy acting because he was just pissed off? Or do you think that was something
he was pressured into it, I think.
Somebody had him do it. I believe that, too. I really do. I don't think we'll ever know either.
I'm curious when this stuff gets analyzed.
Go ahead, Josh. I'm sorry.
I don't think these papers will show us anything. I don't think the Epstein files will show us anything. Because if there's any ever a real cover-up, they don't keep the documents. If they're a cover-up, they're going to get rid of everything.
Yeah, able to. And the documents are more of documents about the investigation, aren't they?
Right,
really?
Correct.
Isn't that what it's
yes.
about?
Yeah.
And the same thing about the Epstein. With Epstein, though, I've always thought that you have Ghislaine or whatever her name is that went to jail. And I wonder if she's going to spill Giselle. No, it's not Giselle.
I thought it was Giselle Maxwell.
I thought it's Ghislaine or something like that. She's got a weird name.
Okay.
It's a weird kind of thing, A-I-N-E, whatever. I wonder if she's going to spill the beans on the people that were involved with this, because I think there are a lot of names that haven't come out.
Well, that's the advantage in investigating the Epstein stuff, is that every passing day, more people that are connected to the Kennedy assassination are dying, which means that, there's nobody to verify, and the conspiracy people can go crazy. What the conspiracy people probably live on is talking to people that knew a guy, because that's too, like when you play telephone when you're a little kid and you whisper stuff in people's head and it changes every time it's said. Obviously the guy that wants to have a story is gonna embellish at the very least, and then by the time it gets to the conspiracy theory, it's fact.
The central fact of the Kennedy assassination will always be, for me, the distance. And I have never been down to the Texas Book Depository. I've never been there to see it. I've never seen it. I've always wanted to. I thought it would be fascinating. But we'll have to I don't think it'll ever be solved. But that fact alone, to me, just would indicate it'd be awfully, almost a miraculous series of shots that he
nobody
was able to
nobody believes my conspiracy theory, which is that they faked the assassination in Baltimore, and the book depository is actually those warehouses that are right outside Camden Yards. Look at the shots match up, man.
There it is. Thank you.
It was
one
of your uncles.
Yes, who played for the Mount.
He was a Hall of Fame marksman.
Very excited. We'll take a break. Come back. You got some beautiful video for us?
Mike, it's really kind of pretty. Yeah.
That's good. I'm looking forward to it. Kind of pretty, he said. We'll be right back, everybody. It's official. My beard is gray.
Oh, my.
Like Moses when he saw the burning bush.
I have my staff. Soylent Green is
No, I don't do Charlton Heston. I mean, it's just plain nutty.
Naturally, I want to cover the gray up, but home hair dye kits are a mess, and the salon is a hassle. So keep it simple. Simpler Hair Color has a full variety of shades to match any guy's hair and beard. With Simpler Hair Color, there's no need to buy a separate hair, beard, and touch-up product. A single can has you covered for all of them, all the hairs on your head. There it is. Rob's holding it up right now. Plus, one can of Simpler Hair Color provides as many uses as up to four boxes of drugstore hair dye. Simpler Hair Color was started by Snehal Patel and Mitch Brown. They endured the mess of home dye kits and the harsh ingredients of salons for years. So they developed their own hair dye formula for men. The choice is simple. Simpler Hair Color offers gentler ingredients, a cleaner application, and unlike other companies, there's no waste. That's why their mission is to become the number one men's hair and beard dyeing brand. Plus, Simpler Hair Color offers free shipping and free returns, so you can try Simpler Hair Color risk-free. Say goodbye to grays the easy way with Simpler Hair Color. Head to simplerhaircolor.com/TMOS and use the code TMOS for 10% off your order. Once again, that's simplerhaircolor.com/TMOS, 10% off, and make sure you use the promo code TMOS so they know that we sent you, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
Mike, you're alive. If
yes,
you can.
I am.
I love starting it with a song, don't you, Mike?
That's awesome. I enjoy that. It gets the whole video thing ramped up. I think that's
really
great. Cool.
One jingle is perfect. You don't want to overstep. You know, you just want to play one jingle and then jump right into the beautiful video.
Absolutely. And, what video do you have for us today?
I have this kid, Mike. This will make you feel better today. If you think that you're down in the mouth. I want you to think of this young man because he seems utterly optimistic.
I never seen you looking so lovely as you did tonight. I never seen you shine so bright.
Mm-hmm. One more time, please.
All right.
That's spectacular.
Never seen you looking so lovely as you did tonight. I never seen you shine so bright.
Mm-hmm. How old is that video?
I don't know, but it happened on my screen, and I just liked it.
I know why. You liked it for the same reason I do. That's just a great start right there. We could go home right after that one.
We could probably shutter the podcast after that. Andrew Dice Clay, who doesn't appear to be doing any real work, I follow him on the socials.
Okay, do you watch all those clips where he's just on the street talking like this about people?
But also, sometimes who shows up in his videos is another favorite of mine, John Lovitz.
Okay.
And here he is talking to Lovitz, and it's like Lovitz lost a bet. I don't think John Lovitz wants to be here.
Trying to tell him. It's amazing. He's got no brain.
You're the one who has no brain.
I do the perfect Travolta. I do.
Oh, really? Oh, really? Let's hear it.
Interview, ask John something.
What was it like when Saturday Night Fever just hit so huge?
I mean, I really couldn't believe it. Like, even the way people made, like, a big deal out of my walking and all that. You know, my father, you know, that was like ad lib when he would hit my hair. You know,
so
and I
bad.
Said to him, you know, I work a long time on my hair.
That is so bad.
It is so bad, but why am I drawn to it?
Oh, because of the same reason you're drawn to the kid, and I am too. I like the...
Never seen you looking so lovely as you did tonight.
Why is that killing me so much?
Mike, I'm no great fan of Justin Timberlake, but he posted this, and I think you'll appreciate it. Note that the audio is not original audio. It's audio that he's piped in over it. But he is on a private jet for the I guess it's NSYNC he was in, right? So the NSYNC reunion tour is going to Argentina. How do you pass time on the private jet? You putt on the aisle.
Yeah, he's a big golfer.
He's a big
but
golfer.
Mike, this is pretty incredible because, you know, even when a plane is at its steadiest, it's still got some imperfections.
Seen a number of players putt from the back part of this green, and the results have not been good. Johnny, that's better than most.
How about him?
That is better than most. Better than most! You could hit that putt 50 times and maybe make it once.
So that's Tiger audio, but he did get the entire length of the plane with the break to the right.
You know what? You're hearing the audio of I've watched it 1,000 times, Tiger Woods at the Masters, which is really the definitive great shot at the Masters, and I don't think it'll ever be eclipsed. It's not a hole-in-one. It's a chip-in, and maybe we could play it tomorrow. Maybe we can play that tomorrow.
But, I just thought that was pretty remarkable. It would be really hard to golf.
I think it's Tiger chipping in at 16 at Augusta.
That sounds right. Did you have a good St. Patrick's Day when all was said and done?
I had an uneventful St. Patrick's Day after I took my green makeup off. I gave it all to the show on St. Patrick's
Day. Mike, God bless you for doing it. There is a lady who drives a bus for dog care. She goes and picks up dogs, keeps them, and then takes
them home. And her name is Carrie Spiewak.
We're only a bus away from doing it. Right. How great would it be if your dog was with a dog sitter and you got this video St. Patrick's Day night?
Happy Monday, boys and girls. We like
She's dressed up every
today,
dog.
See, today we are celebrating St. Patrick's Day along with a birthday. Yesterday, Ashton turned 2, so we are celebrating today.
That's
and
a
for
lot
her
of effort.
Birthday, her mom and dad sent along her favorite snack, which is cheese. Would we like our snacks?
They're waiting. They
the birthday girl's
going
to go first.
Dogs love cheese.
They do.
All right. Does anybody else get
Zeppelin?
The cheese?
Want some cheese?
They don't show the lady, but I'm guessing she probably pocketed a couple cubes.
That's awesome. I like that.
Mike, Russian roulette, bad, right?
Yeah, there's a movie out there. The worst movie for that scene is Deer Hunter, an ancient movie now. But boy, what? Oh, God.
Yeah,
I hate
and
that.
I'll never forget on iCarly. But it's really just it's a sad thing, Russian roulette. But what if you modernized it to something fun?
Okay. All right. Now I'm listening.
There is an ice cream joint in New York City, and we've been to our share of novelty New York eateries.
Yeah.
They come and they go. Uh-huh. But in this place, you go in, you order an ice cream, and they give it to you, but they don't tell you what the flavor is. They don't tell you how they're going to dress it. Watch how it goes on. I would do this in a second.
Cream roulette, you most likely won't get your favorite flavor, but this could be fun. Super empty. Nothing except for 2 kiosks and a little window where you pick up your ice cream. It's a store with no cashier, so introverts, you're in heaven. Introverts need dessert too. They hand make all the ice cream. No whipped cream, no cherry, gluten-free, or no berries. What? I didn't know what
no
I was serving me.
Yeah, she had no tip.
Anyway.
She had no tip.
Ready to grab it when it comes.
Thank you.
I did see that what she gets cost her $10.27 with tax.
I'm ready.
2 minutes. 1 minute.
7 for me.
Thank you.
Did you see who's behind there?
Yeah, I only saw his half a face. I see whipped cream with chocolate drizzle on it. It's green. Pistachio? It's pistachio with Kit Kat chocolate crunch.
Figuring it out slowly as we go. That's the fun of it.
Can you imagine a pistachio ice cream with Kit Kats in it? Come on.
Who cares about the baby talk when Rob says that?
Yeah, I'm not looking at that. I'm not listening to the baby talk. I'm seeing the pistachio.
I am. That's where we are true brothers, because I could book a flight up there this weekend just to go to that shop. Yeah, let me just say, if Rob and I were still going to New York, we would go from the airport
to that.
We would not check into the hotel.
No.
I guarantee you, if we were aware of that place, we would go directly from the train station or the airport. No waiting.
We might get off the train and subway to the ice cream shop.
100%. Yeah, it's quicker.
Mike, shout out to our locals up here in the D.C. area. I love Dulles Airport. It's great. And what's great is you get the best people at Dulles Airport.
No, you don't.
You
what are you talking about?
I love this also because it has one of my favorite local news guys. He's old school, and they send him out to all the stuff. Bob Barnard at Dulles Airport.
Video, Bob.
Yeah, hey, Kenneth. Truth be told, I know the gate agent who was assaulted here last night. He's a friend, a dear person, loves working for United Airlines. It's a second career for him. The passenger who attacked him last night, well, he was arrested and placed on United Airlines no-fly list. Take a look at this.
This is what gets you banned, Mike.
Oh, whoa.
Now, this is the video that's blowing up social media and helping police make their case. It's a short clip.
Whoa. What is wrong with people?
I know.
Unbelievable. Show it again. I can't believe what I'm seeing.
Airlines ticketed passenger wearing a backpack identified as Christopher Crittenden confronts a United Airlines gate agent, punching him in the face without warning.
All right. They're going to make a case that the United guy put his hands on him first.
You think?
Roll it one more time.
BS. Watch. Who wants to take it first? Christopher Media and helping police make their case. It's a short clip.
Nope.
A United Airlines ticketed passenger.
He did not. This guy is
didn't touch him.
And also, I think that the agent.
Do we know what he was stopping him for?
Seat assignment problem. That's what
I mean.
He didn't like
they check it's right where they check the gate pass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I mean the boarding pass. That's what it is. Man, ridiculous.
But the
ridiculous.
Good news is United has relaxed their policy on hiring ticket agents with glass jaws.
Wow. Yeah,
he went down pretty easy.
That was unbelievable. Yeah. Thank you, Dulles.
John Foster Dulles Airport.
There you go.
John Foster Dulles International Airport.
Sure.
It's one of the most remaining brown airports in America. Let's close
flying in
with
there
this.
Soon.
You're lucky.
You are lucky. Let's close with this, Mike. Justice has been served.
Man has been convicted of stealing a toilet worth an estimated $9.5 million.
Whoa.
The fully functioning toilet made of 18 karat gold was on display as an artwork titled America when it was stolen last September. The Golden Throne had been on display at Blenheim Palace in England, the birthplace of Winston Churchill. The almost 100-kilogram piece was stolen by a group of five men who broke into the palace grounds in stolen vehicles. Prosecutors believe the toilet was broken down into smaller pieces, which are still missing.
Yeah.
Does it make me abnormal that I wish they'd gotten away with it?
I wish they had, too. I really
I just like that one guy went in there and said, I'll carry the seat, you carry the rest.
Yeah. I hope he's the one that got caught, the guy who didn't want to do the heavy lifting. Wow.
I would love to see his mugshot with the seat around his neck.
Look at me. That's it. We got to get out of here. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow. Hey, don't forget, we got the cruise. We got Jimmy's. We got Charlie, Cup of Charlie. We got great stuff at MikeOMaraShow.com. And the most important thing right now is for you to go to that website and support this show. We appreciate all your patronage. Thank you. For Rob Spiewak and Josh Soroka, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
I wish I had an 18-karat gold ball cock.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.